Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. As we launch in hour number three of the program, bring up anything. We go to the world of the Dutch. The Netherlands, in fact. To an AP story, I believe. Yep, the Netherlands apparently is going to be banning the sale of hallucinogenic mushrooms. Now, this is the same country that was so innovative as to be one of the leaders in actually decriminalizing marijuana for recreational use. So you'd think they'd get it in regards to the whole drug war thing.
Well, they're currently legal. Psilocybic mushrooms are currently legal there, right?
Well, they're announcing they're banning them now.
Well, they were, let's say,
they
a year
legal.
Ago, they were legal.
Right.
Why is it that they've decided that it's a good idea to ban psilocybic mushrooms?
It's your typical government excuse to make a new law. Something happened to one person, and so now we must prevent you from using these in a legal manner.
Well, if that was the case, then you better watch out for the statin drugs that they use to lower cholesterol that pharmaceutical companies give out. I mean, something happens all the time with those. They kill people.
Well, here's what happened here. The government announced Friday rolling back one element of the country's permissive drug policy after a teenager on a school visit jumped to her death after taking a fungus. The decision will go into effect within several months, said their Justice Ministry bureaucrat.
Before you go any farther, what if this had been a teenager that was drinking too much alcohol that jumped to her death?
Has that ever happened?
Yeah. Would we outlaw alcohol as a result?
Lovely question. I think that'd be asinine, personally.
Yeah, it would be dumb. But this is how people have to think about it, is these things are best related to one of two drugs, depending on what the situation is. Either alcohol or tobacco can always, almost always, be related to any illegal drug.
That's a great point.
You have to ask yourself these questions. When it comes to addiction, ask the question from the tobacco standpoint. And when it comes to
effects,
mind-altering and effects, ask yourself the question from an alcohol standpoint.
Right. I mean, alcohol is
nothing more dangerous than that stuff.
It really is incredibly dangerous. If you drink enough, you get to a point where you don't know what you're doing.
Right. Talk about mind-altering. You don't think alcohol is mind-altering? I mean, forget marijuana. Marijuana cannot be as mind-altering as alcohol.
Nobody high on marijuana will jump off a building unless they specifically want to kill themselves.
But, you know, the
no one
alcohol,
ever thinks, I can fly.
Drink a fifth of that stuff. Tell me your mind isn't altered. You can barely function.
Well, according to the bureaucrat, he says, the problem with mushrooms is their effect is unpredictable, he said, and shops caught selling them will be closed. Marijuana and hashish are technically illegal in the Netherlands, but police don't bother to prosecute people for possession of small amounts, and it is openly sold in designated cafes. Possession of hard drugs like cocaine, LSD, and ecstasy is illegal, and mushrooms will fall somewhere in the middle. He says, we're not talking about a non-prosecution policy, but we will be targeting sellers. Psilocybin, the main active chemical in the mushrooms, has been illegal under international law since 1971.
And it's conjectured that this is what caused abstract thought in the primates that later became humans.
Really?
There's a theory out there that psilocybin...
This I've not heard.
It's out there. Psilocybic mushroom is caused a jump in evolution in the human brain.
I mean...
Obviously, you find some mushrooms growing in some yak dung out there in the savannah of Africa, and they'd eat anything at that point, so they did.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Yeah, you don't. Just go eating mushrooms that you find anywhere.
Yeah, there's some very, very dangerous mushrooms out there. In fact, psilocybin itself is a poison. I mean, this is poison. You're ingesting poison, and you're getting hallucinations.
That's kind of what intoxicated means.
That's true.
Intoxicated.
Good point. You can poison yourself with alcohol, too.
Yep, it's just killing yourself a little bit.
Anyway, however, fresh, unprocessed mushrooms continue to be sold legally in the Netherlands, along with herbal medicines and so-called smart shops, on the theory that it was impossible to determine how much of the naturally occurring substance any given mushroom contains. The bureaucrat said that was also the reason the system proved unworkable. He says it's impossible to estimate what amount will have what effect. Calls for a reevaluation arose after a 17-year-old visiting from France jumped from a building in Amsterdam in March after eating psychedelic mushrooms. Her parents blamed their daughter's death on hallucinations brought on by the mushrooms, though the teenager had suffered from psychiatric problems in the past. Photographs of her youthful face were splashed across newspapers around the country. And how many times has this happened, where a kid who has issues will take hard drugs, do something drastic, whether they kill themselves or harm another person or whatever their issue is, kill themselves, and then everybody says, oh, well, it's the drug's fault. Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily. It's the kid's fault, okay? They're the ones that took the drug in the first place. They're the ones with the issues, and no one should ever be taking drugs like this if they have severe mental problems. I think if you're going to consider doing mushrooms or LSD or something like that, and the fact is people do consider doing these things, if you're going to consider it, please be in a healthy mental state. Do not have just checked out of a clinic or something like that for having issues that you've been having to deal with. If you're having, crazy thoughts, stay away, okay? Now, obviously, this girl knew she had problems. She did it anyway.
Likely, your life's going to go better if you don't try some of these harder drugs, especially the psychedelic stuff and all that sort of thing. But you can't deny that some people are going to do them. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that probably a larger percentage of the people that have mental problems try to drug themselves with things like this. And I just to punish the whole population. And really, it is punishing the whole population. Right. I don't mean the people that decide they want to do drugs. I mean the whole population, because in order to stop people from doing drugs, or attempt to stop people from doing drugs,
you got to crack down.
You got to crack down. You got to put people in jail. Who's going to pay for it? Look, I'm not doing LSD. I don't want to put people who are doing LSD in prison. I'm not doing psilocybic mushrooms, and I don't want to pay to lock them up. But they're taking my taxes to do it. And if I refuse to pay my taxes based on the fact that they're locking up people I don't want to lock up, they'll take my house away.
Yeah. And by the way, I'd like to just point out that from the people that I've known, and I've known a number of drug users in my life, all of the stories I've ever heard about mushrooms, relatively benign. Like, they usually talk about how it makes them, they go walk around, makes them feel like they're back to nature.
Yeah, I have heard, I've heard positive things about mushrooms.
It's very earthy.
There's some, if you want to read what these experiences are like, you could read about it at Arrowhead.
Arrowhead.org.
Yeah, they
excellent website.
That's where people can go and give their experiences, both positive and negative.
And in the middle of the road.
It's not a bunch of this ONDCP, the
propaganda. There's no propaganda.
There's none of that. People are giving their experiences and what it's like.
So, of course, it could be dangerous to some people in certain circumstances, but all of the reviews, if you will, that I've personally encountered have been very glowing in regards to mushrooms. People have really enjoyed their experiences with them, and they aren't considered as hard as some other drugs, as other hallucinogens like an LSD or something like that. It's supposed to be more of a natural experience, but at the same time, you do need to understand you are poisoning yourself, you are taking a dose of psilocybin, that there's no way to measure it necessarily, which of course is a reason to have this in the legal market, because you could have psilocybin manufactured without even having to eat a mushroom. I mean, from what I understand, these aren't the most pleasant things to put in your mouth.
Well,
I mean,
something more pleasant and something safer.
Yeah,
likely if we instead of Amsterdam having it as this sort of gray market thing where the police don't come out and arrest stores for selling it. Instead, just decriminalize it. Just go ahead and decriminalize it. Then people can, they can manufacture things that are safer for people. It's silly.
The government
creates the problem and tries to solve it with more laws.
There are all the reasons in the world to make these products available in the marketplace without police persecution and without any government laws surrounding their sale. That's the sensible approach. And, certainly people are going to make mistakes. They make mistakes with alcohol. Nobody's calling for that to be banned, although I guess there are still some prohibitionists out there, just crazies. And it's they're nasty, from what I understand. Taking these things, most people don't want to do it. The worst stories I've ever heard personally are that it's just gross. Like, you've got to try to disguise the taste because you're eating poison, right? It's not like eating a nice mushroom that you've ordered at a restaurant. This is disgusting, and you sort of have to shove it down your throat or make it into a tea of some sort, and it's always
I've never had it.
You know, the worst stories I've ever heard are people puking because it's just so bad. It doesn't sit well with you, and it's poison in your stomach. And anyway, more on the way. You can take control. Got any stories you want to share? This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies. Starting at just $4.95, you'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. 9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, including the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You will know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. And I know a pretty interesting update is going to be coming out this weekend. I probably shouldn't say more about that, but you should be on the list. Updates.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it should, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
800-259-9231, talking about the Netherlands and how they are apparently going to make hallucinogenic mushrooms illegal. They've sort of existed in a legal netherworld, not necessarily, they weren't really legal, but they weren't really illegal. I guess they were sort of
decriminalized.
Yeah, they were just sort of ignored. And now after a 17-year-old French tourist has jumped to her death from the top of a building in Amsterdam earlier this year, they've decided that that's it! We've had it with these years and years of people taking mushrooms safely in Amsterdam, and we're now going to make it so they're outlawed! Well, since Karas' death, other dramatic stories involving mushrooms have been reported in the Dutch press. A British tourist ran amok in a hotel, breaking his window and slicing his hand badly. An Icelandic tourist thought he was being chased and jumped from a balcony, breaking both of his legs.
And now, there's no guarantee that these were psilocybic mushrooms that these people took.
Well, they might have claimed they took them.
That they only took psilocybybic mushrooms.
Sure.
The problem is you never know what it is that these people have done. There's no way to be certain of it. And, yeah, probably there are people that have had bad reactions on mushrooms. Sure. But
like a man who, a Dane who drove his car wildly through a campground, narrowly missing people sleeping in their tents.
How many drunk drivers have done
exactly
the same thing?
Nobody's going to outlaw alcohol, and the mushrooms are taking the hit here, and it's just not fair. Chloe Colette, owner of the Full Moon Smart Shop in Amsterdam, says it's a shame. The media really blew this up into a big issue. She says all the incidents had involved the use of multiple drugs against the advice of the sellers, but it was the mushrooms that were blamed. Used in the right way, she says, there's no problem with mushrooms. The biggest problem is with alcohol, in my opinion. Most of mushrooms sold in Amsterdam are sold to tourists, and the city's liberal drug policies and legalized prostitution are major tourist attractions. Though I should point out that if everywhere went ahead and legalized prostitution, nobody would have to go to Amsterdam anymore
for it. Right, and that's another problem that Amsterdam has, is they have the
concentration.
Right, they have the prostitution tourism, they have the drug tourism. People want to go there to be able to take mushrooms, or at one point take mushrooms, legally, mm-hmm. and to smoke marijuana, you know, semi-legally, whatever it is, to the point that they're not going to be bothered.
Right.
They realize that Amsterdam is also very lax on things like heroin and harder drugs. So they go there for that.
It's the drug city.
If other cities would not have it outlawed, would re-legalize drugs, then, well, people wouldn't congregate. You wouldn't have all these problems right in Amsterdam.
Yep. And the fact is that even though drugs are illegal, it doesn't stop people from using them. So there can be somebody careening through your streets in your city right now, high on all kinds of things, and you'll never know after the fact, after they've caused an accident or whatever, if they get out of it. They're not going to be honest with you. Well, yeah, I smoked some meth and then snorted some coke and then I did this and that. And you know, the fact is there are people out there doing these things regardless of the legal status of these products.
Right. If they drank alcohol, smoked pot, and then took the psilocybic mushrooms, what is going to get them in trouble? What is going to hit the news? The psilocybin mushrooms are.
Yep.
And the thing about it is so many people from all over Europe and all over the world go to Amsterdam that these news stories can't be centered in one place. You can't really say, oh, it's one town that's having all this trouble. You have to sort of spread it out all over Europe because those are the people that are going there to that one town to use legally.
Right. And here's what one of the mushroom experts had to say. Murat Kusuksen, whose farm ProCare supplies about half the psychedelic mushrooms on the Dutch market, he said he stood to lose several million euros invested in setting up his legal growing facilities. He predicted the trade will move underground, prices will rise.
What else? Where else would it go?
And
are people going to stop using psilocybic mushrooms just because some dumb bureaucrat right. said, oh, you can't do that anymore, it's bad.
And I love what he has to say here. He says that prices will go up, dealers will start selling dried mushrooms or LSD as a substitute
right.
with no guidance for tourists. So he says you'll have a rise in incidents, but they won't be recorded as mushroom-related, and the politicians can declare victory. I mean, after all, that's what it's all about, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Politicians and their political posturing so right. they can get elected again.
Likely, some of these people who had these incidents were using LSD and said they had used mushrooms mm-hmm. in order to cover up the illegality of what they were doing.
Possibly.
It's quite possible.
They were afraid of getting charged.
Right. They would think, oh, let's see, LSD is more illegal than mushrooms is. I'll blame it on mushroom.
Right.
It could have been PCP or anything.
Sure.
You don't know.
800-259-9231. If you've got a story you want to share, would love to hear from you. Let's go to the phones, and you can bring up anything as always. Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy. Hey, guys. Pleasure to talk with you again tonight.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, the war on drugs is pretty much illegal anyway. I mean, because let me go back. For a second, did you hear about the jet that crashed, the Getmo jet that crashed at the Yucatan Peninsula 3 days ago?
The Getmo jet?
Yeah, the one that hauls, the torture jet or
yeah,
whatever.
But why is it going over Mexico?
Well, it's not that
No,
far.
I guess I didn't. I'd like to
It was loaded clear. With cocaine, wasn't it?
It was loaded with cocaine, the CIA jet.
Hmm.
Yeah, I sort of caught wind of that story. Yeah, I didn't really see too much about it, but not surprising.
Yeah, but and anyway, other than that, we all know how it's all bogus. Another one, their war on drugs is a bunch of crap, man.
Yeah. How many? Now you're right. It's only a war on. It's only a war on drugs when somebody who doesn't work for the government is selling them.
Here's what I want to know, Jeremy. You are somebody who goes to the Rainbow Family gatherings out in the national forests and that sort of thing, with a lot of people that might be described as hippies, who would, in my understanding, many of them are users of hallucinogenic mushrooms. How many people have, climbed up a tree and jumped out of it because they were high on mushrooms? I mean, how many? You've been around a lot of mushroom use, I'm sure. How much real damage have you seen as a result of this drug?
Well, I mean, Not really that much. I mean, compared to like you're saying, like alcoholism and drunk driving. Really, I mean, one of the main suggestions that I had when I was traveling with them was that, and they already knew this, was to don't drive, stay in the woods, or stay around some people you trust and know if you do them and stuff like that. Just don't go out to a bar and start eating mushrooms.
Yeah, absolutely right. And Jeremy, thank you for the call and sharing that with us.
Yeah,
because it goes back to what the dealer was saying, the mushroom dealer in the Netherlands, pointing out that when these things are on the legal market, buyers can be given information with them. Here, you're buying this mushroom. Take this brochure, read it over so you can understand the safest way to take this drug. It's called harm reduction, and it makes sense.
And they can help.
Because we know that people are going to take them, so let's help educate them on the best way to keep safe while doing them. In the black market dealers could give a flip how you take it. They just want your money. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated, formulated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe. And I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm Lynette Brooks, founder of MetaCleanse, the original colon cleanse combining the healing power of flaxseed with the detoxification of bentonite clay. In a perfect world, we would eat natural, healthy foods, but the foods we eat today are not the foods nature intended for us. Fast food is toxic food. I've been producing MetaCleanse for over 20 years, and customers from across the U.S. say that MetaCleanse helps your body detoxify from fast foods as well as other environmental poisons, such as heavy metals and pesticides in the intestinal tract. For centuries, flax has been known as nature's superfood. Even the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. A one-month supply of MetaCleanse is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com for only $22.95 plus shipping and handling. Or call me today at 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. Radiant health has never been easier.
Help! I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen, and I Can't Get Up, protects 100,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom, and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a retirement home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free, number 800-259-9231, the Staple CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you at freetalklive.com. Enjoy those on us. And Sakel CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sakel knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for Sakel CAI. Let's continue here with your phone calls, and go to Mark in Missouri. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. Nice to talk to you. I love your show, man.
Good to have you here, Mark. What's on your mind, sir?
I had a bad trip once on some mushrooms.
Well, what happened?
Well, I did them in a cup of coffee, and I ended up waking up in the middle of a four-way intersection with a truck honking its horn on me.
How many did you have?
Oh, I think it was a quarter ounce and a cup of really strong Java.
Now, is that about the standard dose? I don't know a lot about
it. I don't know. It was the only time I ever did them, man.
Man.
Were you alone?
I was.
Oh, that's a big mistake.
In the middle of nowhere.
That's a mistake. You'd never want to do hallucinogens alone. Actually, the best way to do them is with a sitter, to have someone who actually isn't high on anything. But even to have someone else with you would have helped a lot.
I'll tell you what, I'll never forget it, that's for sure.
Wow. You came to in the middle of an intersection?
Yeah, right in the middle of a four-way intersection. There was a truck right over top of me, a big, fat, red Chevy.
Yeah. You know, it's good that you shared this.
That ain't nothing. I
there's
got run over by a car
when
I was four.
They can benefit from that sort of share. Go ahead.
I said, that ain't nothing. I got run over by a car when I was four, and I've been shot a couple times, and I drowned twice. I've been shocked by lightning. I broke over 40 bones.
You've had it rough. Did you any of these have to do with drugs or alcohol?
Nope. I most recently woke up in a coma from an intersection. I got beaten in the head with a Louisville Slugger.
Jeez,
what were you doing? Why?
Oh, just because I'm a nice guy and people don't like nice guys, you know.
What do you? Now wait a minute. Why would somebody attack you with a Louisville Slugger? What was that over?
Well, he didn't like my sister, and they got a divorce, and he stopped behind me in the truck and said he was going to kick my butt, and I wasn't going to let that happen.
You didn't like
oh
the sound
my
of that.
Goodness. So
and I woke up
I'm curious. When you woke up, came to in the middle of the intersection, looking at a truck honking his horn in front of you, were you standing up?
No, I was laying flat on my back, brother.
Wow. How long do you think you'd been there?
You know, I really don't know. I think it was early morning hours, and it was like 10, 11 o'clock at night when I did them. So, you know, I must have been out 5, 6, 7 hours.
You must have wandered to the road, too, right?
And you were probably still high when you came to, right? I mean, what did you do?
No, I don't remember. It was such a shock. It was like traumatic.
You could have run flat over.
It was awful.
So you get up and go home? What did you do at that point?
Oh, I did. I went directly home. No doubt about it.
Talk about scary. Thanks for sharing, man, and we appreciate your phone call tonight. 800-259-9231. So there you go. I mean, certainly there are some tips that people need to know about. We mentioned harm reduction earlier. We talked about how if these things were available in the legal market, you'd be able to get good information along with them instead of just, you know, hearing through the grapevine that, hey, I heard mushrooms are pretty good. Oh, well, here, have some of these. Okay, and then you go home, take them all by yourself. Ooh, that's not good.
Well, you know, I don't know that you wouldn't be able to stop everything. Some things would go wrong.
Certainly.
But, I worked at a magazine for a couple of years, and one of the reporters, this is a kid who's graduated college, mm-hmm. You know, well into his career as a magazine reporter, you know, he had worked for a newspaper and a magazine at that point. This is not some schlub. Had gone out drinking for the evening and gone home. He was sitting. He wanted some privacy from his roommate, so he went outside with his cell phone and was talking to his girlfriend on the cell phone. And drunk as he could possibly be,
right?
Fell asleep behind leaning against his neighbor's car. His neighbor comes out to go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. Backs out over him and kills him.
Oh my goodness!
And that's alcohol. It's legal. And things are going to happen to people that want to alter their states. And it really doesn't matter what substance it is. It's not going to stop them. People want to do this.
Absolutely. I
wish they didn't.
That there are some, there are some legal drugs that are out there. Salvia, for instance, can be a very powerful hallucinogenic drug.
It's legal right now, but it's likely to not be legal much longer.
I think there are certainly some state legislatures, and I'm sure the feds are looking at making it a Schedule 1 or 2 or something like that, mm-hmm. and making it illegal. But for now, it is legal, and it has been legal up until this point. It's not going to give you a 4-hour trip like something else might have, LSD or mushrooms. But you are going to get high for 5 or 10 minutes, and you're going, from what I understand,
very high for 5 or 10 minutes.
I've never gotten to this point with it. I have experimented a bit with salvia. I've never gotten to this, but apparently it's not very hard to get there. I just, for whatever reason, haven't done it quite right. From what I understand, there have been some pretty dangerous situations people have managed to put themselves in, even within that five or ten minutes. I mean, if you're up on a second story and you decide to jump out the window, then you've done some serious damage.
And you're talking about teenagers, some of the dumbest creatures on the entire planet. I can remember being a teenager, and do you know what huffing is? There's, you know, things like, I can't remember what they called this, but there's some little cleaning solution that you could buy in head shops back in the 80s, and it was It was like whippets.
Right.
Do you have any idea what the terms I'm using
I know what
here?
A whippet is. A whippet is where you take a hit off of, was it a CO, is it, not CO2. It's
laughing gas. Nitrous oxide.
Nitrous oxide.
From,
that's
from
what it is.
The whipped cream. This is something like it. And this stuff they used to sell in, you know, it was like ether or something like that. And they used to sell it at the head shops. And if you took a little whiff off of it for like 10 or 15 or 20 seconds, you'd be really, 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 really messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're just not functioning properly at all. I remember my friend used to do that when we were driving, and I'd grab the wheel.
Gosh.
Isn't this fun? I'd grab the wheel. He's like, I mean, that's how messed up you are.
Wow.
Silly, silly, silly stuff. And these are the dumbest creatures on the planet. They are going to get themselves into some silly situations.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I wish it weren't so. But putting them in jail isn't going to solve anything.
Hell no, it's not. It's just going to make their life worse. It's going to give them a conviction. It's going to make it harder for them to get a job into the future. And if it's more difficult to live your life as a result of having a drug conviction, you're more likely to be depressed and thereby more likely to drink yourself or into a stupor or take even more or worse drugs on into your future. So really, putting someone on the path towards the justice system for taking drugs is just just furthering their path to destruction.
Mm.
And, you know, going back to what your story was about the kids doing what amounts to hallucinogens while driving, I mean, you want to talk about, I mean, there's not even any common sense being exercised there. The fact
Zero.
Is, if we were to have real drug education, where kids could really learn about the effects of drugs and you know, get honest information, not just this government, just say no! Oh, don't do drugs.
Right,
that's
going to solve something.
Look, here's your brain. It's on drugs and the stupid imagery and symbology. What we really need is real, honest information and given to the kids in a way that they can understand and grasp and take seriously. I understand that kids aren't going to want to take everything seriously, but I think that there could be a way to adjust the anti-drug programs in America to be more based on harm reduction and based on honest information and really educating people than just yelling at them and demanding that they not do things. Because when you tell kids not to do something, what do? I mean, come on, this is the first thing you learn as a parent, right? Reverse psychology. You don't tell a kid not to do something. They're going to want to know what they're missing out on.
Yep.
They're going to want to know what the forbidden fruit is all
about. Some are, some aren't. Some teenagers can definitely learn from other people's mistakes. But I'll tell you, a lot of them simply cannot.
You know, if anything, Mark, we're better off today because we have the internet and great websites like Arrowid.org where kids can actually go and do their own research and learn more about it. But I wish it came from a different source. I wish it came from parents. I wish it came from people that actually cared about the kids.
Well, a lot of parents are completely unable to educate their kids on drugs. They just
don't know
anything.
Yeah.
I smoked pot in the house. My mom didn't know what that stuff was.
Really?
She thought it was a cigar.
You smoked pot with your mom home?
Yeah.
That's amazing. My parents would have known. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. How would you handle it if you were a parent, I'm sure you might be a parent, raising your kids, talking to them about drugs in a way that they can get it instead of just this just say no nonsense. What about harm reduction? This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary?
But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your calls. Whether you want to talk about drug use, safe drug use, harm reduction, you want to tell us one of your personal stories, could be glowing, could be a bad trip, whatever, that's sort of what we're on, but you can always change the topic and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. What sparked the whole conversation is that over in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, they are going to be making psilocybin mushrooms illegal over there, and I just think it's an awful idea because, as one of the dealers pointed out, it's only going to drive the trade underground and make it more dangerous, make the purchasing of the drugs more dangerous, make the taking of the drugs more dangerous because it won't be sold along with information that can help keep people safe. Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at AdamEve.com/talk. So, you can bring up anything, as always, here, even in these remaining moments. Did you have anything else to say on this this drug issue, Mark?
The one thing I'd absolutely like to say is there's no such thing as a safe inhalant. If anybody happens to be listening right here, you know, one can make the arguments about marijuana and alcohol and LSD and, you know, all these things. There's no such
thing as a safe inhalant. So if you're talking about whippets out of the whipped cream cans, mm-hmm. if you're talking about huffing stainless steel cleaner, if you're talking about, I think, gasoline, kerosene, I'm not even sure, but I know that it's the metallic spray paints, all of these things, the stories are horrifying. It destroys your brain. It destroys your brain so very, very quickly.
You know, Mark, let's talk about that for a moment, because one of the reasons why I think inhalants, I don't know what the correct pronunciation is.
We'll just go with one.
Yeah, the reason why inhalants are popular, and they're certainly popular amongst young people, teenagers.
Right.
Is because they can't easily access other drugs that would do less harm to them. We can definitely point out that marijuana cannot kill you. It has never been proven to do any real long-term damage to anyone. It hasn't ever been linked to cancer.
But how are you
going to
outlaw kids huffing gasoline?
You can't.
You know, how are you going to outlaw kids huffing metallic paints? Now, they are very careful. A lot of hardware stores are very careful about selling spray cans of metallic paints, especially in quantity and things like that. They try. I don't think there's a law. But they try very hard to limit that.
Some places.
But, they can't. You just can't stop that from happening. So, one of the ways that you could limit the harm that's done by inhalants is by making drugs that kids would rather do available to them.
Absolutely. But then again, when you start talking about re-legalizing or decriminalizing marijuana, usually people will say, well, look, I'm okay with decriminalizing it, but we shouldn't let kids get their hands on it. Oh, please stop it. Would you just stop this madness?
Well, it's, in America, we've gotten with this. What about the children? Look, people, you're talking about 13, 14, 15-year-old kids. This age had families at one point in our existence. Mm-hmm. These kids are not kids. They are, at their age, whatever age it was it 16? Was it 17? When did you have your first beer? When did you have your first binger? When was the first time you did drugs? Well, that's what your kids are doing. That's what they're motivated to do.
If not younger.
Right. They're exposed to this stuff more and more.
But can you imagine?
Keeping it from them, keeping it as a forbidden fruit rather than teaching them. I think that parents should drink alcohol with their children.
Totally.
Should show them how to consume alcohol properly.
You know, can you imagine just sitting around with your buddies when you're a teenager, Mark? And I can totally see a situation like this coming up. You're sitting around with your buddies, and you say, hey, you got any weed? No, man, I'm all out. My dealer's dry. I don't know where to get them, because when it's illegal, you deal with the black market, and sometimes it's dry, and sometimes it's not. I don't have anything, man. Well, I still want to get high. What should we do? Oh, let's go out to the back. My dad's got a can of gasoline back there. We've got some spray paint. I mean, it's so easy. Whereas they would have just packed up a bowl and smoked some marijuana and been satisfied with that.
What would you as a parent rather have? Marijuana, which likely isn't going to harm your child at all in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to get them messing around with huffing things that are, it's going to destroy their mind.
A friend of mine, he had one of his friends over, and they were in high school at the time, and his friend had disappeared. Didn't know where he went to. He went out in the garage at that point looking for his friend, and he came out of the garage, noticed his friend was laying flat and on his back in the middle of the yard, completely passed out from inhaling gasoline.
Hmm.
And he didn't even tell him he was going to go out and do it. He just
went out and did it.
Go out and get high. And this isn't to say that kids are going to stop doing inhalants if marijuana is legal, but I can tell you the amount of kids that'll think about it are going to drop.
I'd rather my son do smoke marijuana than do inhalants any old time. It's just such an awful, awful thing for kids to get involved in. I saw this. I hate telling stories where I don't have all the facts. I was watching TV 10 or 15 years ago, and it was one of these 2020 could have kind of shows, PBS, 60 Minutes. I don't know, but these kids were talking about their experience in huffing. It was some kind of fuel. I don't think it was kerosene. Kerosene's like diesel fuel. But say it was propane or something like that. Out of a big garbage bag, three of them in a living room. One of these geniuses is kind of done, so he lights up a cigarette. bag full of propane.
Oh my gosh.
All three of them are on fire. They're not running around and screaming and going, oh, my God, oh, my God,
whoa,
oh, my God.
Dude.
They're so in their own little world. And that's how powerful these inhalants are. You don't even see what's right in front of your face.
Yeah.
The one who didn't realize he was on fire until he lifted up his arm and his skin was sticking to the chair.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's how messed up these three dudes were. And this is what, you know, this stuff is awful. And we've got marijuana illegal?
Yeah. It's just madness. It needs to end. The war on drugs, the whole war on drugs needs to end, and all of these drugs need to be available in the marketplace, being sold by businessmen who actually care about their clients, as opposed to black market drug dealers that could give a flip. Yeah, the black market dealers do want you to come back and buy more. There is that factor, but they don't really care that much.
They care a little, but not as much as you know, a real businessman who was, you know, trying to service his clients would.
And let's also point out that in the world of re-legalized drugs, because all of these drugs used to be legal, except the ones that were created as a result of the war on drugs like crack, because crack wouldn't exist if it hadn't been for the prohibition of cocaine. That's another story.
I guess, yeah, crack's probably the only one you could, maybe crank.
Meth, ice. But the fact is, if these drugs were re-legalized, they'd be manufactured in controlled, safe conditions in laboratories instead of somebody's back shed or in their bathroom in a bathtub. They'd be manufactured in safe conditions. They'd be distributed in a similar way that you buy aspirin off the counter today, where you can see on the bottle, for these effects, take this amount per body weight, you know, because big people somehow, you know, they
aspirin
take more.
Probably doesn't touch home with people like cigarettes do.
Okay, fine.
I mean, people understand that they're being told on a regular basis cigarettes are bad for you. Most drugs are not as addictive as cigarettes.
But I use aspirin as an example because it has a recommended dose on there, and cigarettes, they don't say smoke one every 4 hours, you know, that sort of thing.
Whereas, that makes sense.
You can measure.
But at least we're educated with cigarettes, you know, more so than you are. I certainly know more about smoking cigarettes than I do about taking psilocybin mushrooms.
So you'd be able to measure your doses. They'd be clean. They'd be manufactured under quality control. And that alone would help prevent kids from overdosing because they'd know what they're getting. Let's go to the Amp Line unscreened. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, it's Mike in California.
Hey, Mike. What's on your mind?
I know we are short of time. I just wanted to mention another way that people will do drugs when they are not allowed to by government. If none are available, have you guys ever heard of Jankum?
Yeah, we actually talked about that not too long ago.
I've heard on the internet why don't you tell the listeners what Jankum is?
It's disgusting is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, when if someone wants to get high and drugs aren't available, they will defecate into a jar, urinate in there, and I think they put something else in there that's very common, water, or something that's absolutely common to
it's
get.
It's just basically raw sewage up. That's putrefying, right?
Yeah, they stick a balloon over it, uninflated, and let it sit in the sun for a couple days, and then the balloon inflates from the expanding...
from the gases, whatever's bubbling up. Yeah.
And then they inhale the balloon and get high.
Yeah, and you can't stop people from getting high, that's for sure. Now, this Jankum stuff, some on the internet I've heard maybe that it might be a hoax, but
it seems
there's
to be
certainly
real.
Some pictures that go with it, so it's difficult to know exactly what the truth is and what isn't.
Well, the BBC reported it was used in African tribes, and so I would take that as legit. It's just probably not widespread here in America. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, and please be safe. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The holidays...